Adam, you've been spending an inordinate amount of time trying to print wheels.
It's so much fun trying to mess around with a printer and print wheels.
I had in my mind a bicycle wheel, but your wheel's somewhat smaller.
It's for the first challenge again. We're robotics kids. And the problem they hit, right, was that when they went into the competition, they built this big, huge, massive robot. It was far too heavy and all the rest of it, but that's fine. And they used 6 very grippy wheels in 2 lines on it. And they thought they'd use tank drive. And it's a good theory. So the idea is that and that means that you've got a lot of power and it can theoretically go very fast in a straight line. But then they stuck all their weight too high up on it and made it too heavy. And every time it tried to turn, all they managed to do was the middle ones would turn and the other two would desperately try to grab onto the ground and prevent it from turning and make it shudder so much. But in the end, they had to turn it really slowly in order to avoid having the whole thing fall over and land on somebody. Okay. So we thought, this isn't good. So we were messing around with alternative wheels. Sort of the solution is a thing called an omni wheel. Mm. An omni wheel is a wheel that can go in multiple directions because that's kind of cool. So the first one we tried out was a thing called a mechanum wheel. And a mechanum wheel is really, really cool. And I admit, I've built my own robot with mechanum wheels during the last 2 weeks because, you know, it's mechanum wheels. They're cool. Their wheel's designed to travel. So if you take a normal vehicle, let's say we've got a little cart and you've stuck two wheels in line like you normally do, it'll drive straight ahead, it'll drive backwards, it'll turn. It'll also travel exactly sideways parallel to where it was sitting originally. So it'll slide sideways effectively while being driven by the wheels.
How does it do that?
Yep. The trick is each wheel consists of a whole series of rollers. Each roller is situated 45 degrees on the wheel. So if you looked at the edge of it, what you'll see is a wheel consisting of nothing but rollers going around a much larger wheel. And each one of these rollers is positioned at a 45-degree angle, and then it has to be curved, and there's all sorts of complexities in the maths. And so when it's driving, it's driving forward, okay, but whenever you turn the wheel, it actually wants to travel at 45 degrees. So if you were to put a motor on one of these wheels, start it spinning, it won't go in a straight line. It'll run at exactly 45 degrees from the direction you think it'll go in. Stick 4 wheels on it, 2 on either side. The 2 on either side both want to go in opposite directions, so one wants to go 45 degrees to the left, one wants to go 45 degrees to the right. Drive them at equal speeds, and it goes in a straight line. Then reverse one side and go forward on the other, and it'll drive it at 45 degrees. Yeah. It'll drive it exactly sideways.
And of course, the reason all wheels aren't like this is because there's a power loss if you want to go straight ahead.
It gives you 75% of your power, but you can go sideways, which has got to be inherently cool. So we thought we'd make them for the robot because that would be neat. Yep, that wasn't neat. Problem is that you end up making them, and I made some, and they look great. They're really scary, fancy, weird-looking wheels. And I got them printed, so I'm feeling very proud of my printing. But they're very wide, and because they're so wide, they're very hard to fit into a standard printer. So instead, we need to come up with an alternative. And currently, I've run through a lot of alternatives, and I've used up a lot of plastic.
Now, the thing that fascinates me, that design of the Omni-Wheel, who holds the patents on it?
That last I heard, and no, I need to do some research to get the details, was that the US Navy purchased all the patents some time ago, and they purchased them for aircraft carriers because of the idea of having...
wheels on aircraft carriers?
Yeah, wheels on forklifts, and that way that they could park in very, very small spaces, and so they're manoeuvrable. So they apparently own the patent, and the story is, noting this is only a story, that the patent, you can't produce them for sale unless you go through various things. So generally they're a really good fit for the 3D printing community because, you know, you can print your own, that's okay, you just can't sell them. That was an interesting experiment.
Leaving aside the 45 degree angle sideways wheels, you said there are 2 other designs that let you do strange things.
The alternative is to effectively make a normal wheel. And then along the curve of the wheel, stick a roller that's at 90 degrees to the wheel. So when it's driving forwards, the rollers are being driven straight around. They still grip and pull it around and do what it does normally. When it drives sideways or forces the wheel to go sideways, those rollers then turn and they're free to movement. So it gets no forward movement out of it. but it doesn't prevent it from moving sideways. And there were two basic designs that I messed around with. One is big, huge, massive rollers that are the full width of a wheel and curves. So let's say you've got eight rollers, each one of which is going to constitute perhaps 45 degrees of the overall circle, and big, huge, massive rollers in one sequence. And I tried making that, but the size got too big. One you normally see is smaller rollers, but each one's, say, perhaps a third of a width of your wheel, and then you stagger them. So you've got the gap between rollers where you join them, you've got another roller covering that little gap. So there's always a constant bit of roller touching the ground, no gaps. And that's what I've been trying to make, to which, yeah, I successfully designed one. It's beautiful. I love my design for a change, because I can't do 3D modeling and I'm quite pleased with it. But printing it has been through... 2 kilos of plastic of filament by now in the last week, with a printer running 24 hours a day trying to print versions of the thing, and the last try in glow in the dark plastic, because it should be, it didn't work. So today I've just started printing what I hope will be the successful print. We'll see in about 24 hours.
Well, if you do get a successful one, you'll have to take a photo so I can post it.
Yep.